Good morning. My name is John Waits, and I'm a curate here at St. Margaret's in Chipstead. I'm delighted that you can join us for the Book of Common Prayer, Holy Communion. We start with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. The prayer of preparation. Almighty God, unto whom all hearts be open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of thy Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love thee and worthily magnify thy holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The summary of the Lord. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbour as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Lord, have mercy upon us, and write all these thy laws in our hearts, we beseech thee. Almighty God, whose kingdom is everlasting and power infinite, have mercy upon the whole church, and so rule the heart of thy chosen servant, Elizabeth, our queen and governor, that she, knowing whose minister she is, may above all things seek thy honour and glory, and that we and all her subjects, duly considering whose authority she hath, may faithfully serve, honour, and humbly obey her in thee and for thee, according to thy blessed word and ordinance. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with thee and the Holy Ghost liveth and reigneth, ever one God, world without end. Amen. We now have the collect, followed by the readings. And after that we will have the creed. The collect for the second Sunday of Easter. Almighty Father, you have given your only Son to die for our sins and to rise again for our justification. Grant us so to put away the leaven of malice and wickedness, that we may always serve you in pureness of living and truth. Through the merits of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever.
The reading is taken from Acts chapter 5, verses 27 to 32. The apostles were brought in and made to appear before the Sanhedrin to be questioned by the high priest. We gave you strict orders not to teach in this name, he said. Yet you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and are determined to make us guilty of this man's blood. Peter and the other apostles replied, We must obey God rather than human beings. The God of our ancestors raised Jesus from the dead, whom you killed by hanging him on a cross. God exalted him to his own right hand as Prince and Saviour, that he might bring Israel to repentance and forgive their sins. We are witnesses of these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The second reading is taken from John 10, verses 19 to 42. The Jews who heard these words were again divided. Many of them said, He is a demon, possessed and raving mad. Why listen to him? But others said, These are not the sayings of a man possessed by a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind? Then came the festival of dedication at Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was in the temple court walking in Solomon's colonnade. The Jews who were there gathered around him, saying, How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly. Jesus answered, I did tell you, but you do not believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify about me, but you do not believe because you are not my sheep. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one." Again, his Jewish opponents picked up stones to stone him, but Jesus said to them, "I have shown you many good works from the Father. For which of these do you stone me?" "We are not stoning you for any good work," they replied, "but for blasphemy, because you are a mere man, claim to be God." Jesus answered them, "It is not written in your law, 'I have said you are gods.' If he called them gods to whom the word of God came, and scripture cannot be set aside, what about the one whom the Father set apart at his very own and sent into the world? Why then do you accuse me of blasphemy because I said, 'I am God's son'? Do not believe me unless I do the works of my Father. But if I do them, even though you do not believe me, believe the works, that you may know and understand that the Father is in me and I in the Father." Again they tried to seize him, but he escapes their grasp. Then Jesus went back across the Jordan to the place where John had been baptizing in the early days. There he stayed, and many people came to him. They said, "Though John never performed a sign, all that John said about this man was true." And in that place, many believed in Jesus. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
We say our creed together. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible. And in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one Catholic and Apostolic Church. I acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Now we have the sermon.
Good morning. It's great to be here with you at St. Margaret's. My name's Kelly Bolton, and I work at Southwark Diocese in the children and youth team, and also covering mission action planning, which is what I am here to talk to you about today. So you've heard the readings already. So I'm going to talk a little bit about the Acts passage, which follows the disciples going around speaking to people about Jesus and healing the sick. And they're so filled with the Holy Spirit that Peter's shadow is enough for people to be healed. But the Jewish leaders have had enough. Imagine finally getting rid of Jesus, the guy who keeps saying he's the Son of God. And now you still got a bunch of people who are talking about him and still stepping on their religious toes with demonstrable power that they just don't have. And the disciples are making them look bad. So the religious leaders have the disciples thrown in jail, not that they stay there long, because an angel of the Lord lets them out and gives them their next instruction to speak in the temple courts. And that's where the passage today begins, with the high priest reminding them that they are not to teach in the name of Jesus. Now, the disciples have made quite a journey since the events leading up to Jesus' death, a bit of an emotional roller coaster. So I wanted to do a quick recap on some of the ones I thought of, and you might have ones that you'd like to add as well. So first off, we've got Judas, who betrays Jesus. He's one of their own trusted people within the disciples, and he sold out the one person who was most important to them. Then you've got Peter denying Jesus. The sheer fear of being known in connection to Jesus is so great that Peter denies him not once, but three times. And then the sadness, confusion, and loss of hope over Jesus' death, followed by hope and joy being restored in Jesus' resurrection. And Jesus gives them the Great Commission and ascends into heaven, but he says, "I'm leaving the Holy Spirit." But the disciples are not really sure what this means, and they're considering going back to their day jobs. They're sitting in the upper room, they're praying, they're hidden away. And then Pentecost happens, and the church starts to grow really quickly. And they're sitting in this interesting space where they're teaching about Jesus, the miracles are happening, the church is growing, and they experience persecution and hatred from the religious leaders, just as Jesus did. But so much has happened to the disciples that has shaped, grown, and strengthened them, that despite thinking about returning to their old lives, their experience at Pentecost made them bold. And they remembered what Jesus had called them to, and they became really clear on their mission. And we see in Acts 5:29 that there is absolutely no stopping them because they are obeying God rather than human beings. And that brings me to a bit of a parallel to mission action planning at St. Margaret's. The last couple of years have been particularly challenging with the pandemic, obviously the war with Ukraine and Russia, climate change, financial difficulties, loneliness, mental health challenges, and so many more. But in amongst them were good things too, looking for new ways to stay connected with others, kindness and unity from communities trying to help each other, and more people searching for God. There was actually a 50% surge of people Googling the word prayer during the early days of the pandemic, trying to work out their own anxieties and things that they were experiencing themselves. So we've been on a bit of a roller coaster as well, just like the disciples. And now we've got a really incredible opportunity to think afresh about what the church looks like. What are our priorities and what God is saying about his vision and mission for the church in general, but also at St. Margaret's. I can appreciate that for you all here at St. Margaret's, that you're in a challenging space being in an interregnum. But you're actually in the perfect position to be looking at a mission action plan. It's a great indicator to a new incumbent of where the church is up to, and it will really help you to find the right person. It's also a really great opportunity to celebrate all that's gone before, learn from the things that didn't go as well as you hoped, and to be open to new dreams, vision, new possibilities, and what God is calling St. Margaret's to. And that really is the starting place of MAP, prayer and big dreams. There's a definite structure that makes up the MAP process, which I'll give you an overview of in a minute. That's the admin and organization part. But organization admin means absolutely nothing without the life and enthusiasm of what God is calling to you at the heart of it all. And so this slide is one that I often use. Vision, a picture of the future that produces passion in you. So it's, if you're a night owl, what is it that would make you get up really early in the morning because you're just so enthusiastic about doing it? And in the same way, if you're an early bird, what is something that would keep you up late because you're just so excited about it? And it's those things that are to be gathered together to help you see what is coming and gives you the energy to keep going because God is calling you, because these are the things that he's growing and developing in you. And let's be honest, we don't have a lot of time. Time is precious. We're all busy. So being able to focus on a couple of areas of ministry is really important. You can say, as this says, you can say no to ideas that might be really great, but they aren't right for the season as a church, and you stay focused and on mission like the disciples did. And so you can say those yeses to the bigger yeses that you are focused on. And then there's the five marks of mission that reflect Jesus's ministry on earth. And it's these that you'll be looking towards as you go on this MAP adventure. You'll choose two or three to focus on, which doesn't mean that you won't cover other areas, but it's just where your priorities lie. So the first one that we have is tell. I always start with tell. I was looking for it there. I start with tell. That is the number one, evangelism. So how are you going to get the message out? It doesn't have to be from the pulpit. It might be just sharing your faith with a friend, people that you come into contact with and that kind of thing. So how does the message of Jesus get out? The second one is teach, also known as disciple. And it's about welcoming those people in once you shared that message of who Jesus is, but also discipling them and growing people spiritually. I mean, numerically is great, but also wouldn't it be amazing to have real faith-filled disciples who were just like the disciples of biblical times, that there was nothing that could stop them. They were just following after God on fire for him. And third of all, we have tend. So that's the loving service. So it's thinking about your community. What is it that your community needs? Where can the church answer some of those issues? What is God calling you to? Are there people that you can connect with and work alongside that, you know, God's already working through? Transform is around social justice, and that is to see some of the social structures that are in our society and to start to break those down or challenge them because they don't work for those on the fringes of our society, the most vulnerable people, the ones that don't quite fit in the box, and they are having to fight every day just to survive. So challenging those structures. And lastly, around creation, integrity of creation, looking after the world, that is all the climate stuff and eco-church and things like that. So you could have two or three of these that you just focus in on and others that you might do as a byproduct. And so in terms of the map process, this is it in a nutshell. I love this drawing. So prayer right there in the center, that is the most important thing. What is God trying to say to you corporately and individually? Where do your passions lie and how does that feed into the vision? Which takes me on to vision centered. So it's important to know where you're going, to know what your mission is and to carry that out. So it has to have a vision at the heart of it. But you don't achieve a vision without having a smart plan. And that's a who, what, when, where, why. It is who's going to do this, who's responsible, by when, what does it look like, what are we going to do? And so having something like that that you can continually review. And that's something to say about MAP, is that it's a live document. It is not something that you write up and you get to tick a box and it's done. This is something that is a continuation to evaluate where you're up to as a church. And if you try something and it doesn't work, you say, okay, that's fine. We can cross it off. Let's move on to the next thing. What are we going to try now within where we're going as a church? Now, at the top and the bottom there, you've got audit and consultation. Those two are both around your congregation and your community. So in the congregation, you will have an opportunity to express various different things, maybe questions. It might be post-its. It might be in conversation in general to gather your views around being part of St. Margaret's. And then the consultation part is around your community. So asking key stakeholders, maybe you've got schools, maybe community groups that use your church, other people that you're connected with, or even the whole community. How do you get their views? What is going on in your community? What are their needs? What do they think that they need and what the church can bring? So all of that stuff feeds into this whole process. And you get your priority areas, which I've already talked about in your marks of mission. And then it needs to be owned widely. And so it's not just the thoughts of a few that are taken into consideration here. This is everyone. You're all part of this church. It's not just the leadership or the staff. It's everyone. And so everyone's voices are needed as you come together to listen to God afresh, to seek his direction and priority for St. Margaret's going forward. So I'd encourage you to imagine church in 5 years' time and ask God to show you what it could look like. On a more practical note, there will be a MAP steering group created to think about the process in more detail, and it's open to you even if you're not on the PCC, and it would be great if the group represented the congregation as a whole. So I want to challenge you, is God calling you to step forward to be part of this? Obviously, you'll get your say anyway, because everybody will be asked to contribute in that way. But are you being called to this group that is putting all of this stuff together? Do you think you're too young or too old? That's not the case. Remember that we're all part of the body of Christ. We all bring something. We all play different parts. So everybody's got something to contribute. So if God is calling you, then be sure to speak to Tom or Chris. It's been a real pleasure to be here with you this morning. I hope that was helpful. I will be here along the process. This is just the very beginning of this journey, and it is a privilege to walk through it with you. So I thank you for listening and having me here with you. It'd be great if I can just pray for you as you continue what comes next, and have a great Sunday. God, I just thank you for St. Margaret's. I thank you for the passions, the skills, the talents that you've put in this place. I thank you for the places that you're going to be calling them to, and pray that you would inspire and encourage them in the words that you are sharing with them even now. And we pray that you would just be with each one, and that you would bring unity and joy and enthusiasm from this process of working together and discovering what it is that you have for them. So we pray your protection, your blessing on everybody here. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for having me, and I will be seeing you soon. Take care.
Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. All things come of thee, and of thine own do we give thee. Whoso hath this world's goods, and seeth his brother or sister have need, and shutteth up his compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? Our intercessions. Let us pray for the whole state of Christ's Church militant here in earth. Almighty and ever-living God, who by thy holy apostle has taught us to make prayers and supplications and to give thanks for all people, we humbly beseech thee most mercifully to receive these our prayers, which we offer unto thy divine majesty, beseeching thee to inspire continually the universal church with the spirit of truth, unity, and concord, and grant that all they that do confess thy holy name may agree in the truth of thy holy word, and live in unity and godly love. We beseech thee also to save and defend all Christian kings, princes, and governors, and especially thy servant Elizabeth, our queen, that under her we may be godly and quietly governed, and grant unto her whole council, and to all that are put in authority under her, that they may truly and impartially minister justice to the punishment of wickedness and vice, and to the maintenance of thy true religion and virtue. Give grace, O Heavenly Father, to all bishops, priests, and deacons, that they may, both by their life and doctrine, set forth thy true and lively word, and rightly and duly administer thy holy sacraments. And to all thy people, give thy heavenly grace, and specially to this congregation, that with meek heart and due reverence they may hear and receive thy holy word, truly serving thee in holiness and righteousness all the days of their life. And we most humbly beseech thee of thy great goodness, O Lord, to comfort and succour all them who in this transitory life are in trouble, sorrow, need, sickness, or any other adversity. We take a moment to bring before God those whom we would especially commend to him today. And we also bless thy holy name for all thy servants departed this life in thy faith and fear, beseeching thee to give us grace so to follow their good examples, that with them we may be partakers of thy heavenly kingdom. Grant this, O Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our only mediator and advocate. Amen. Ye that do truly and earnestly repent of your sins, and are in love and charity with your neighbours, and intend to lead a new life, following the commandments of God, and walking from henceforth in his holy ways, draw near with faith, and take this holy sacrament to your comfort, and make your humble confession to Almighty God. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, maker of all things, judge of all men, we acknowledge and bewail our manifold sins of wickedness, which we from time to time most grievously have committed, by thought, word, and deed, against thy divine majesty, provoking most justly thy wrath and indignation against us. We do earnestly repent, and are heartily sorry for these our misdoings. The remembrance of them is grievous unto us, the burden of them is intolerable. Have mercy upon us, have mercy upon us, most merciful Father. For thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ's sake, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may ever hereafter serve and please thee in newness of life, to the honour and glory of thy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, who is great mercy, hath promised forgiveness of sins to all them that with hearty repentance and true faith turn unto him, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and bring you to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what comfortable words our Saviour Christ saith unto all that truly turn to him. Come unto me, all that travail and are heavy laden, and I will refresh you. So God loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, to the end that all that believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Hear also what St. Paul saith. This is a true saying, and worthy of all to be received, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Hear also what St. John saith. If anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the propitiation for our sins. The Lord be with you. And you respond, and with thy spirit. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up unto the Lord. Let us give thanks unto our Lord God. It is meet and right so to do. It is very meet, right, and our bounden duty, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty, everlasting God. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Glory be to thee, O Lord most high. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We say together the prayer of humble access. We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table, but thou art the same Lord, whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. You might take a moment now to get some bread and some wine, so that you can take this in a spiritual fashion. We know we can't take it physically together, but we can join together spiritually. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, with thy tender mercy didst give thine only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, who made there, by his one oblation of himself once offered, a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice, oblation, and satisfaction for the sins of the whole world, and did institute, and in his holy gospel, command us to continue a perpetual memory of that his precious death until his coming again. Hear us, O merciful Father, we most humbly beseech thee, and grant that we, receiving these thy creatures of bread and wine, according to thy Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ's holy institution, in remembrance of his death and passion, may be partakers of his most blessed body and blood. Who in the same night that he was betrayed, took bread, and when he gave him thanks, he brake it. And he gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, after supper, he took the cup. When he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of this, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many for the remission of sins. Do this as often as you shall drink it, in remembrance of me. Amen. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, grant us thy peace. Deborah, the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is given for thee, preserve thy body and soul unto everlasting life. Take ye this in remembrance that Christ died for thee, and feed on him in thy body by thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. As our Saviour Christ hath commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The prayer of thanksgiving. Almighty and ever-living God, we most heartily thank thee, for that thou dost vouchsafe to feed us, who have duly received these holy mysteries, with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of thy Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, and dost assure us thereby of thy favour and goodness towards us, and that we are very members incorporate in the mystical body of thy Son, which is also the blessed company of all faithful people, and are also heirs through hope of thy everlasting kingdom, by the merits of the most precious death and passion of thy dear Son. And we most humbly beseech thee, O Heavenly Father, so to assist us with thy grace, that we may continue in that holy fellowship, and do all such good works as thou hast prepared for us to walk in, through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with thee and the Holy Ghost be all honour and glory, world without end. Amen. And we join together in worshipping God in the words of the Gloria. Glory be to God on high, and in earth peace, goodwill towards men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee, we glorify thee. We give thanks to thee for thy great glory, O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty. O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. Thou sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord, thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high in the glory of God the Father. Amen. So may the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God, that of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, be amongst you, your family, your friends, all those whom you love, be with you today and remain with you always. Amen.